The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 23, The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets. This chapter describes how Bali Maharaj, along with his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, entered the planet Sutala, and how the Supreme Personality of Godhead allowed Indra to re-enter the heavenly planet. The great soul Bali Maharaj experienced that the highest gain in life is to attain devotional service under the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet in full surrender. Being fixed in this conclusion, his heart full of ecstatic devotion and his eyes full of tears, he offered obeisances to the Personality of Godhead and then, with his associates, entered the planet known as Sutala. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead satisfied the desire of Aditi and reinstalled Lord Indra. Prahlad Maharaj, being aware of Bali's release from arrest, then described the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj praised the Supreme Lord for creating the material world, for being equal to everyone, and for being extremely liberal to the devotees, just like a desire tree. Indeed, Prahlad Maharaj said that the Lord is kind not only to his devotees, but also to the demons. In this way, he described the unlimited causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, with folded hands, he offered his respectful obeisances to the Lord, and after circumambulating the Lord, he also entered the planet Sutala in accordance with the Lord's order. The Lord then ordered Sukracharya to describe Bali Maharaj's faults and discrepancies in executing the sacrificial ceremony. Sukracharya became free from fruitive actions by chanting the holy name of the Lord, and he explained how chanting can diminish all the faults of the conditioned soul. He then completed Bali Maharaj's sacrificial ceremony. All the great saintly persons accepted Lord Vamanadev as the benefactor of Lord Indra because he had returned Indra to his heavenly planet. They accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the maintainer of all the affairs of the universe. Being very happy, Indra, along with his associates, placed Vamanadev before him and re-entered the heavenly planet in their airplane. Having seen the wonderful activities of Lord Vishnu in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, all the demigods, saintly persons, Pitas, Bhutas, and Siddhas glorified the Lord again and again. This chapter concludes by saying that the most auspicious function of the conditioned soul is to chant and hear about the glorious activities of Lord Vishnu. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Ukvavantam Purusham Puratanam Mahanu Bhuvo Kila Sadhu Samata Badhanjalir Baspa Kala Kule Shano Bhakti Utkalo Gadgadaya Girabhavrit. Synonyms. Sri Sukravacha, Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Iti, thus, Uktavantam, upon the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusham, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Puratanam, the oldest of everyone, Maha Anubhava, Bali Maharaj, who was a great and exalted soul, Akila Sadhu Samata, as approved by all saintly persons, Bada Anjali, with folded hands, Bashpakala Akula Ikshana, whose eyes were filled with tears, Bhakti Utkala, full of ecstatic devotion, Gadgadaya, which were faltering in devotional ecstasy, Gira, by such words, Abhravit said. Translation, Shukadev Goswami said, when the supreme, ancient, eternal personality of Godhead had thus spoken to Bali Maharaj, who is universally accepted as a pure devotee of the Lord and therefore a great soul, Bali Maharaj, his eyes filled with tears, his hands folded and his voice faltering in devotional ecstasy, responded as follows. Text 2. Sri Bali Ravacha, Aho Pranamaya Krita Samudyama, Prapana Bhaktarta Vidho Samadhita, Yaloka Palaistvad Anugraho Marar, Alabda Purvo Prasade Sure Nipita. Synonyms. Sri Bali Uvacha, Bali Maharaj said, Aho, alas, Pranamaya, to offer my respectful obeisances, Krita, I did. Samudyama, only an endeavor, prapana bhakti artha vedo, in the regulative principles observed by pure devotees. Samahita is capable, yet that lokapalai by the leaders of various planets, tvat anugraha, your causeless mercy, amarai by the demigods, alabdha purva, not achieved previously, upasade, unto a fallen person like me, asura, belonging to the asura community, arpita, endowed. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, what a wonderful event there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavored to offer you obeisances, but nonetheless the attempt was as successful as those of pure devotees. The causeless mercy you have shown to me, a fallen demon, was never achieved even by the demigods or leaders of the various planets. Report. When Vamanadeva appeared before Bali Maharaj immediately wanted to offer him respectful obeisances, but he was unable to do so because of the presence of Shukracharya and other demoniac associates. The Lord is so merciful, however, that although Bali Maharaj did not actually offer obeisances but only endeavored to do so within his mind, the Supreme Personality of God had blessed him with more mercy than even the demigods could ever expect. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:40, svapamapyasu dharma syataritaya mahato bayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. End quote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhava Grahi Janardana because he takes only the essence of a devotee's attitude. If a devotee is sincerely surrenders, the Lord, as the super soul in everyone's heart, immediately understands this. Thus, even though externally a devotee may not render full service, if he is internally sincere and serious, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. Thus the Lord is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana because he takes the essence of one's devotional mentality. Text 3. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Uktvahri Manatya Brahmanam Savavam Tata Vivesha Sutalam Prito Balir Mukta Sahasrai. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti Uktva, saying this, Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, Anatya, offering obeisances, Brahmanam, unto Lord Brahma, Sabhavam, with Lord Shiva, Tata, thereafter, Vivesha, he entered Sutalam, the planet Sutala, Priti, being fully satisfied, Bali Maharaj, Mukta, thus released, Saha Asurai, with his Asura associates. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, after speaking in this way, Bali Maharaj offered his obeisances first to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, then to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Thus he was released from the bondage of the Nagapasha, the ropes of Varuna, and in full satisfaction he entered the planet known as Sutala. Text 4. Evam Indriya Bhagavan Pratyaniya Trivistapam Pura Yitva Dite Kamam Asa Sat Shakalam Jagat. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, Indriya, unto King Indra, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pratyaniya, giving back, Trivistapam, his supremacy in the heavenly planets, Puravitya, fulfilling Aditi, of Aditi, Kamam, the desire, Ashasat, ruled Sakalam, complete Jagat universe. Translation. Thus, having delivered the proprietorship of the heavenly planets to Indra and having fulfilled the desire of Aditi, mother of the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ruled the affairs of the universe. Text 5. Labdha prasadam nimruktam potram bamsadaram balim nisamya bhakti pravana parada idam babavit. Synonyms. Labdha prasadam, who had achieved the blessings of the Lord, Nirmuktam, who was released from bondage, Potram, his grandson, Vamsadaran, the descendant, Bali Maharaj, Nisamya, after overhearing Bhakti Pravana in fully ecstatic devotion, Prarada, Prahlad Maharaj, Idam, this abravit spoke. Translation. When Prahlad Maharaj heard how Bali Maharaj, his grandson and descendant, had been released from bondage and had achieved the benediction of the Lord, he spoke as follows in a tone of greatly ecstatic devotion. Text 6. Sri Parado Vacha. Nenam Virincho Labate Prasadam. Nasrir Nasarva Kim Utapare Nye. Yano Suranam Asi Durgo Palo. Vishwabhivanadir Abvandigangri. Synonyms. Sri Parado Vacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, not Imam, this Virincha, even Lord Brahma Labate can achieve prasadam, benediction, nor Sri, the goddess of fortune, nor Sharva, Lord Shiva, Kim Uta, what to speak of, Aparayanya, others, yet which benediction, of us, Asuranam, the demons, Asi, you have become, Durgapala, the maintainer, Vishva Abhivandya, by personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are worshipped all over the universe, Abhivandita Angri, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are universally worshipped. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship your lotus feet. Yet even though you are such a great personality, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demons. I think that such kindness has never been achieved even by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. What to speak of other demigods or common people? Purport. The word Durgapala is significant. The word Durga means, quote, that which does not go very easily, end quote. Generally, Durga refers to a fort which one cannot very easily enter. Another meaning of Durga is difficulty. Because the Supreme Personality of God had promised to protect Bali Maharaj and his associates from all danger, he is addressed here as Durgapala, the Lord who gives protection from all miserable conditions. Text 7. Yat pada padma makaranda nishevanena brahmadaya sarana dasnuvate bibhuti kasmadvayam kushritaya kalayonayaste dakshinya drishti padavim bhavata pranita. Synonyms. Yet, of whom Padma, the lotus flower of the feet, Makaranda, of the honey, Nisevanena, by tasting the sweetness of rendering service, Brahma Adaya, great personalities like Lord Brahma, Saranada, O my Lord, the supreme shelter of everyone, Asnuvate, enjoy, Vibhuti, benedictions given by you, Kasmat Hao, Vayamwi, Ku Shritaya, all the rogues and thieves, Kalayonaya, born of an envious dynasty named that, namely that of the demons, Te, those asuras, Dakshinya Drishti Padavim, the positions bestowed by the merciful glance, Bhavata of your lordship, Pranita, have achieved. Translation. O supreme shelter of everyone, great personalities like Brahma enjoy their perfection simply by tasting the honey of rendering service at your lotus feet. But as for us, who are all rogues and debauchees born of an envious family of demons, how have we received your mercy? It has been possible only because your mercy is causeless. Text 8. Chitram tavehitam amo mita yogamaya lila vishrista bhuvanasya visharadasya sarvatmana samadrisho vishama svabhavo Bhakta Priyo Yad Asi Kalpataru Svabhava. Synonyms. Chitram, very wonderful. Tava Ihitam, all your activities, aho, alas. Amita, unlimited Yogamaya, of your spiritual potency, Leela, by the pastimes. Vishrista Bhuvanasya, of your lordship, by whom all the universes have been created. Visharadasya, of your lordship, who are expert in all respects, Sarva Atmana, of your lordship, who pervade all, Samadrisha, who are equal toward all, Avishama, without differentiation, Svabhava, and that is your characteristic, Bhaktapriya. Under the circumstances, you become favorable to the devotees, yet, because Asi, you are, Kalpataru Svabhava, having the characteristics of a desire tree. Translation, O my Lord, your pastimes are all wonderfully performed by your inconceivable spiritual energy, and by her perverted reflection, the material energy, you have created all the universes. As a supersoul of all living entities, you are aware of everything, and therefore you are certainly equal toward everyone. Nonetheless, you favor your devotees. This is not partiality, however, for your characteristic is like that of a desire tree, which yields everything according to one's desire. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Samham sarvatabhuteshu name dvishostine priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayi te tu shukchapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion and is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. End quote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly equal toward all living entities, but a devotee who fully surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord is different from a non-devotee. In other words, everyone can take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord and enjoy equal benedictions from the Lord, but non-devotees do not do so, and therefore they suffer the consequences created by the material energy. We can understand this fact by a simple example. The king or government is equal to all citizens. Therefore, if a citizen capable of receiving special favors from the government is offered such favors, this does not mean that the government is partial. One who knows how to receive favors from the authority can receive them, but one who neglects these favors and does not receive them. There are two classes of men, the demons and the demigods. The demigods are fully aware of the Supreme Lord's position, therefore they are obedient to him. But even if demons know about the supremacy of the Lord, they purposely defy his authority. Therefore, the Lord makes distinctions according to the mentality of the living being, but otherwise he is equal to everyone. Like a desire tree, the Lord fulfills the desires of one who takes shelter of him, but one who does not take such shelter is distinct from the surrendered soul. One who takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord is favored by the Lord, regardless of whether such a person is a demon or a demigod. Text 9. Shri Bhagavan Avacha. Vastra Parada Bhadram Te Prayahi Sutalalayam Moda Mana Svapautrena Gnati Nam Shukam Avaha. Synonym. Shri Bhagavan Avacha, the Personality of God, had said, Vasta, my dear son, Parada, O Prahlad Maharaj, Bhadram Te, all auspiciousness unto you, Prayahi, please go, Sutalalayam, to the place known as Sutala, Modamana, in a spirit of jubilation, Svaputrena, with your grandson, Bali Maharaj, Gnatinam, of your relatives and friends, Shukam, happiness of Aha, just enjoy. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear son Prahlad, all good fortune unto you. For the time being, please go to the place known as Sutala and there enjoy happiness with your grandson and your other relatives and friends. Text 10. Nityam drastasi mam tatra gadapanim avastitam madarshana mahal lada dvasta karma nibandana. Synonyms. Nityam, constantly, drasta, the seer, asi, you shall be, mam, unto me, tatra, there, and sutala loka, gadam panim, with a club in my hand, avastitam, situated there, mat darshana, by seeing me in that form, maha alada, by the great transcendental bliss, dvasta, having been vanquished, karma nibandana, the bondage of fruitive activities. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had assured Prahlad Maharaj, You shall be able to see me there in my usual feature, with conch shell disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. Purport. Karma bandha, the bondage to fruitive activities, entails the repetition of birth and death. One performs fruitive activities in such a way that it creates another body for his next life. As long as one is attached to fruitive activities, he must accept another material body. This repeated acceptance of material bodies is called samsara bandhana. To stop this, the devotee is advised to see the Supreme Lord constantly. The Kanishta Adhikari, or neophyte devotee, is therefore advised to visit the temple every day and see the Lord, form of the Lord regularly. Thus, the neophyte devotee can be freed from the bondage of fruitive activities. Texts 11 and 12. Shri Shuka Vacha Ajnam Bhagavato Rajan Parado Balinam Sura Badham Iti Amala Pragno Murdni Adhaya Kirtanjali Parikrama yadi purusham sarvasara champupati. Pranatas tad anujnata pravavesha mahabalim. Synonyms. Shri Shukavacha, Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ajanam, the order, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajan, O King, Maharaj Prakshit, Prarada, Maharaj Prahlad, Balina Saha, accompanied by Bali Maharaj, Budham, yes, sir, what you say is all right, iti thus, Amala Pragna, Prahlad Maharaj, who had clear intelligence, Murdni on his head, Adhai accepting Krita Anjali, with folded hands, Parikramya, after circumambulating Adi Purusham, the original Supreme Person, Bhagavan, Sarva Asura Champupati, the master of all chiefs of the demons, Pranata, after offering obeisances, Tatanujnata, being permitted by him, Lord Vamana, Pravivesha, entered Mahabalim, the planet known as Sultala. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, accompanied by Bali Maharaj and my dear King Prakshit, Prahlad Maharaj, the master of all the chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him and offering him respectful obeisances, he entered into the lower planetary system known as Sutala. Text 13. Atahosana sam rajan hari yatnarayano nikite asinam rit jivam madye sadasi brahmavadinam. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, aha said, usanasam, unto Shukracharya, rajan, O king, hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, narayana, the Lord, anteke, nearby, asinam, who was sitting, Ritvija Madhye, in the group of all the priests, Sadasi, in the assembly, Brahmavadinam, the followers of the Vedic principles. Translation, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, thereafter addressed Sukracharya, who was sitting nearby in the midst of the assembly, with the priests, Brahmahotra, Udgata, and Advaryu. O Maharaj Prakshit, these priests were all Brahmavadis, followers of the Vedic principles, and for performing sacrifices. Text 14. Brahman Santanu Shishyasya Karma Chindram Vitanvata Yattat Karmashu Vaish Samyam Brahmadrishtam Samam Bhavet. Synonyms. Brahman, O Brahmana Santano, please describe Shishyasa of your disciple Karma Chindram, the discrepancies of fruit of activities. Vitanvata, of he who was performing sacrifices, yet tat, that which, karmasu, in the fruit of activities, vaishamyam, discrepancy, brahmadishtam, when it is judged by the brahmana, samam equipoised, bhavet, it so becomes. Translation, O best of the brahmanas, Shukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified brahmanas. Report, when Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj had departed for the planet Sutala, Lord Vishnu asked Shukracharya what the fault was in Bali Maharaj for which Shukracharya had cursed him. It might be argued that since Bali Maharaj had now left the scene, how could his judged faults be judged? In reply to this, Lord Vishnu informed Shukracharya that there was no need for Bali Maharaj's presence, for his faults and discrepancies could be nullified if judged before the brahmanas. As will be seen in the next verse, Bali Maharaj had no faults. Shukracharya had unnecessarily cursed him. Nonetheless, this was better for Bali Maharaj. Being cursed by Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, with the result that the Supreme Personality of God had favored him for his strong faith in devotional service. Of course, a devotee is not required to engage in fruitive activities. As stated in the Shastra, Sarvarhanam Achyutejya, Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14. By worshipping Ashuta, the Supreme Personality of God, it one satisfies everyone. Because Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Supreme Personality of God, there were no discrepancies in his performance of sacrifices. Text 15. Sri Shukra Uvacha. Kutas tat karma vaishit samyam yasya karma meshvaro bhavan Yagneshu Yagnapurusha Sarva Bhavena Pujita. Synonyms. Sri Shukra Uvacha. Sri Shukracharya said, Kuta, where is that tat of him, Bali Maharaj? Karma Vaishamyam. Discrepancy in discharging fruitive activities, Yasya, of whom, Bali Maharaj, Karma Ishvara, the master of all fruitive activities, Bhavan, your lordship, Yagya Isha, who are the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Yagya Purusha, who are the persons for whose pleasure all sacrifices are offered, Sarva Bhavena, in all respects, Pujita, having worshipped. Translation. Shukracharya said, my lord, you are the enjoyer and lawgiver in all performances of sacrifices, and you are the Yagya Purusha, the person to whom all sacrifices are offered. If one is fully satisfied you, where is the chance of discrepancies or faults in his performances of sacrifice? Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 5.29, the Lord says, Bhoktaram Yagatapsam Sarvalokamaheshram. The Lord, the supreme proprietor, is the actual person to be satisfied in by the performance of jagas. The Vishnu Purana 3.8.9 says, Varnashrama Charadvata Pulushena Parapuman Vishnu Radadate Panta Nanyat Tato Shakaranam. All the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices are performed for the purpose of satisfying Lord Vishnu, the Yagya Purusha. The divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Vagrahastha, Vranaprastha, and Sannyas, are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. To act according to this principle of the Varnashram institution is called Varnashrama Charana. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13, Sutta Goswami says, Atapum virdhidhastresa Varnashrama vibhagasa sanus titasya dharmasya samsadi hadi toshanam. O best among the twice-born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End quote. Everything is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, since Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Lord, he had no faults, and Shukracharya admitted that cursing him was not good. Text 16. Mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalara vastuna vastuta sarvam karoti nishchindram anusankirtanam tava. Synonyms. Mantrata, in pronouncing the Vedic mantras improperly, tantrata, insufficient knowledge for following the regulative principles, chidram, discrepancy, desha, in the matter of country, kala, and time, arha, and recipient, vastuta, and paraphernalia, sarvam, all these karoti makes nishchindram, without discrepancy, anusankirtanam, constantly chanting the holy name, tava, of your lordship. Translation. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles, and moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia, but when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recommended. Harinam, 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 Ivikevalam, Kalo, Nastyeva, 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 Gatirnita. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. End quote. Brihannaradapiya Purana 38.126. In this age of Kali, it is extremely difficult to perform Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or sacrifices perfectly. Hardly anyone can chant the Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is Sankirtan, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Sumedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.529. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. I have seen that many religious leaders are addicted to performing yagas and spending hundreds and thousands of rupees for imperfect sacrificial performances. This is a lesson for those who unnecessarily execute such imperfect sacrifices. We should take the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Sumedasa. Although Shukracharya was a strict Brahmana addicted to ritualistic activities, he also admitted, Nishchindram Anu Sankirtanam Tava, my Lord, constantly chanting of your holy name of your lordship makes everything perfect, end quote. In Kali Yuga, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot be performed as perfectly as before. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has recommended that although one should take care to follow the principles of in every kind of spiritual activity, especially in worship of a deity, there is still a chance of discrepancies, and one should compensate for this by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore give special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. Text 17. Tatapi vadatu bhaman karisyami anu sasanam atachya parapumsam tatava jananu palanam. Synonyms. Tatapi, although there was no fault on the part of Bali Maharaj, vadata, because of your order, bhaman, O Supreme, karisyami, I must execute anu sasanam, because it is your order, etat, this is, Shreya, that which is the most auspicious, Param Supreme, Pumsam of all persons, yet because tava agna anu palanam, to obey your order. Translation. Lord Vishnu, I must nonetheless act in obedience to your order, because obeying your order is most auspicious and is the first duty of everyone. Text 18. Sri Shuka Vacha Pratinandya Hari Antnam Usana Bhagavaniti Yagya Chidram Samadatta Baler Viprasid B. Saha. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Pratinandya, offering all obeisances Hare of the Personality of Godhead, Ajnam, the order Usana, Shukracharya Bhagavan, the most powerful, iti, thus, Yagna Chindram, discrepancies in the performance of sacrifices, Samadatta, made it a point to fulfill, Balay of Bali Maharaj, Viprashibi, the best Brahmana, Saha, along with. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, in this way, the most powerful Shukracharya accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full respect. Along with the best Brahmanas, he began to compensate for the discrepancies in the sacrifices performed by Bali Maharaj. Text 19. Evam Baler Mahem Rajan Bhikshitva Vamano Hari Dado Bratre Mahendraya Tridivam Yat Parar Hritam. Synonyms. Evam, thus, Balay from Bali Maharaj, Mahim, the land, Rajan, O King Prakshit, Bhikshitva, after begging Vamana, his lordship Vamana Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dadao delivered Bratre unto his brother Mahendraya, Indra, the King of Heaven, Tridivam, the planetary system of the demigods, yet which Parai by others, Ritam, was taken. Translation. O King Prakshit, having thus taken all the land of Bali Maharaj by begging, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadeva, delivered to his brother Indra all the land taken away by Indra's enemy. Text 20 through 21. Prajapati Patir Brahma Devarshi Priti Bhumi Pai Daksha Brigav Angiro Mukyai Kumarena Bhavena Cha Kasya Pasyadite Pratyai Sarvabhuta Bhavaya Cha Lokanam Lokapalanam Akarod Vamanam Pati. Synonyms. Prajapati, the master of all Prajapatis. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Deva, with the demigods, Rishi, with the great saintly persons, Prithvi, with the inhabitants of Prithvi Loka, Bhumipai, with the Manus, Daksha, with Daksha, Bhrigu, with Bhrigumuni, Angira, with Angira Muni, Mukyai, with all the chiefs of the various planetary systems, Kumarena, with Kartikeya, Bhavena, with Lord Shiva, Cha also, Kashyapasya, and of Kashyapa Muni, Aditi, and of Aditi, Prityai, for the pleasure, Sarvabhuna Bhavaya, for the auspiciousness of all living entities, Cha also, Lokanam of all planetary systems, Lokapalanam, of the predominating persons in all planets, Akarot made Vamanam, Lord Vamana Patim, the supreme leader. Translation. Lord Brahma, the master of King Daksha and all the other Prajapatis, accompanied by all the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Prithvi Loka, the Manus, the Munis, and such leaders as Daksha, Bhrigu, and Angira, as well as Kartikeya and Lord Shiva, accepted Lord Vamanadeva as the protector of everyone. They did this for the pleasure of Kashyapa Muni and his wife Aditi, and for the welfare of all the inhabitants of the universe, including their various leaders. Text 22 and 23. Vidanam sarvadevanam dharmasya sahasya shriya mangalanam vratanam cha kalpam svargapavargayo upendram kalpayam chakre patim sarva bhutaye tada sarvani bhutani brisham mudire nirpa. Synonyms: Vedanam, for the protection of all the Vedas, sarvadevanam, of all the demigods, dharmasya, of all principles of religion, yashasa, of all fame, shriya, of all opulences, mangalam, of all auspiciousness, vratanam cha, and all vows, akalpam, the most expert, svarga upavargayo, the of elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation from material bondage, upendram, Lord Vamanadeva, kalpayam chakra, they made it the plan, patim, the master, sarvabhutaye, for all purposes, tada, at that time, sarvani, all bhutani, living entities, brisham, very much, mimurdire, became happy, nripa, O king. Translation: O King Parikshit, Indra was considered the king of all the universe, but the demigods headed by Lord Brahma wanted Upendra, Lord Vamanadeva, as the protector of the Vedas, the principles of religion, fame, opulence, auspiciousness, vows, elevation to the higher planetary system, and liberation. Thus, they accepted Upendra, Lord Vamanadeva, as the supreme master of everything. This decision made all living entities extremely happy. Text 24. Tatastva Indra Parakshkritya Devayanena Vamanam Loka Palardivam Ninye Brahmana Chanamodita. Synonyms: Tata, thereafter too, but Indra, the king of heaven, Parakshkritya, keeping forward Danayanena, by an airplane used by the demigods, Vamanam, Lord Vamana, Loka Palai, with the chiefs of all other planets, Divam, to the heavenly planets, Ninye, brought Brahmana by Lord Brahma Cha also, Anumodita, being approved. Translation: Thereafter, along with all the leaders of the heavenly planets, Indra, the king of heaven, placed Lord Vamanadeva before him, and with the approval of Lord Brahma, brought him to the heavenly planet in a celestial airplane. Text 25. Praprapti bhuvanam chendra upendra bhuja palita shriya paramaya justo mumude gata sadvasa. Synonyms: Prapya, after obtaining prabhuvanam, the three worlds, cha also Indra, the king of heaven, upendra bhuja palita, being protected by the arms of Vamanadeva, upendra shriya, by opulence, paramaya, by supreme, justa, thus being served, mumude, enjoyed gata sadvasa, without fear of the demons. Translation: Indra, king of heaven, being protected by the arms of Vamanadeva, the supreme personality of God, had thus regained his rule of the three worlds and was reinstated in his own position, supremely opulent, fearless, and fully satisfied. Text 26 and 27. Brahma sarva kumarascha brigav adya munayo nripa pitara sarva bhutani siddha vaimanikas chaye Samahat karma tad vishnor gayata param adbhutam dish niyanti svani tek jagmur aditam chasasamishe shire. Synonyms: Brahma, Lord Brahma, Sarva, Lord Shiva, Kumarcha, also Lord Kartikeya, Bhrigu Adya, headed by Bhrigu Muni, one of the seven rishis, Munya, the saintly persons, Nripa, O king, Pitara, the inhabitants of Prithiloka, Sarva Bhutani, other living entities, Siddha, the residents of Siddha Loka, Vamanikacha, human beings who can travel everywhere in outer space by airplane, yea, such persons, Sumahat, highly praiseworthy, karma activities, tat, all those activities, Vishnu, done by Lord Vishnu, Gayanta, pre-glorifying, Param Adbhutam, uncommon and wonderful, Dishnyanti, all to their respective planets, Svani, On, Te, of all of them, Jagmu, departed, Aditam, Cha, as well as Aditi, Samshire, praised all these activities of the Lord. Translation: Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Kartikeya, the great sage Bhrigu, other saintly persons, the inhabitants of Prithviloka, and all other living entities present, including the inhabitants of Siddhaloka and living entities who travel in outer space by airplane, all glorified the uncommon activities of Lord Vamanadeva. O King, while chanting about and glorifying the Lord, they return to their respective heavenly planets. They also praise the position of Aditi. Text 28. Sarvam etan mayakyatam bhavata kulanandana urukramasya charitam shrutinam aghamochanam. Synonyms. Sarvam, all etat, these incidents, maya, by me, akyatam, have been described, bhavata, of you, kulanandana, of O Maharaj Parikshit, the pleasure of your dynasty, Uru Kramasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Charitam, activities, Shrutrinam, of the audience, Aga Mochanam, of such hearing of the Lord's activities certainly vanquishes the results of sinful activities. Translation, O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. Text 29. Paramahimna uruvikramato granano ya partivani vimane sarajam si martya kim jayamana utajata upaiti martya iti atta matra drigrishi purushasya yasya. Synonyms, param, the measurement, mahimna, of the glories, uruvikramata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully, grinana, can count, ya, a person who, partivani, of the whole planet Earth, vimane, can count, sahi, rajamsi, the atoms, martya, the human being who is subject to death, kim, what, jayanmana, one who will take birth in the future, utan, either, Jata, one who is already born, Upaiti, can do, Martya, a person subject to death, iti thus, aha, said, Mantradrik, who could foresee the Vedic mantras, Rishi, the great saintly Vishishta Muni, Purushasya, of the Supreme Person, Yasya, of whom? Translation, one who is subject to death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikram, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already and are destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vishishta. Purport. Vishishta Muni has given a mantra about Lord Vishnu. Nate Vishnu Jayamano Najato Mahimna Param Anantamapa. No one can estimate the extent of the uncommonly glorious activities of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, there are so-called scientists who are subject to death at every moment, but are trying to understand by speculation the wonderful creation of the cosmos. This is a foolish attempt. Long, long ago, Vishishta Muni said that no one in the past can measure the glories of the Lord and that no one can do so in the future. One must simply be satisfied with seeing the glorious activities of the Lord, Supreme Lord's creation. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 10:42, Vista bayami dam kritsnam ekam sena stito jagat. Quote, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe, end quote. The material world consists of innumerable universes, each one full of innumerable planets, which are all considered to be products of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. Yet, this is only one-fourth of God's creation. The other three-fourths of creation constitute the spiritual world. Among the innumerable planets, only one universe, the so-called scientists cannot understand even the moon and Mars, but they try to defy the creation of the Supreme Lord and his uncommon energy. Such men have been described as crazy. Nunam pramata kurate vikarma. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.54. Such crazy men unnecessarily waste time, energy, and money in attempting to defy the glorious activities of Urukrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 30. Ya idam deva devasya harer abhuta karmana avataranu charitam shrinvan yati param gatim. Synonyms, yeah, anyone who, idam this, deva devasya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by the demigods, hare of Lord Krishna, hari, adbhuta karmana, whose activities are all wonderful, avatara anucharitam, activities performed in his different incarnations, srinvan, if one continues to hear, yati he goes, param gitim, to the Supreme Perfection, back home, back to Godhead. Translation. If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system or even brought back home, back to Godhead. Text 31. Kriya mane karmandinam nidam daive pritye tamanuse tatra yat ranu kirtyeta tatesham sukritam vidu. Synonyms, kriyamane, upon the performance, karmani, of ritualistic ceremony, idam, this description of the characteristics of Vamanadeva, daive, to please the demigods, pritriye, or to please the forefathers, as in a shraddha ceremony, atta, either, manuse, for the pleasure of human society, or as in marriages, yatra, wherever, yatra, whenever, anukritieta, is described, tat that tesham for them, sukritam's auspicious vidu, everyone should understand. Translation. Whenever the activities of Vamanadeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony is performed, be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pritiloka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. Purport. There are three kinds of ceremonies, specifically ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods, those performed for social celebrations like marriages and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers like the shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, large amounts of money are spent for various activities, but here it is suggested that along with this, if there is recitation of the wonderful activities of Vamanadeva, certainly, the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of all discrepancies. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets, end quote.